want you to get up now.
Live from the 730 ESPN KT Express Studios, this is the Jeff and Gary Show on 730 ESPN.
They don't want to work. That's why they're in the business.
Now, here are your hosts.
Are you sure you want to wake up to this?
Jeff Calkins and Gary.
When you wake up.
Right. You're pointing at your headphones. What?
I couldn't hear anything you were saying.
I'm sitting right across. What do you mean? I'm sitting right across from you. You're responding as if you could hear me.
No, I was saying it wasn't coming through my headphones. Was he on the air, Wes? No. And whose fault?
There you go.
You weren't on the air.
Gary, how you feeling this morning?
I've been better. I've been worse. You know, what are you going to do?
You don't feel. I mean, this is a great day in America.
It's the saddest day ever in the world.
No. This is a great day in America. Martin Luther King Day celebration today. You've got Super Bowl set. You got Eli's going back to the Super Bowl. The Memphis Tigers, number one team in the country. And what are you saying?
It's the saddest day of the year.
What do you mean?
It is January 21st. Is that true, January 21st? The third Monday in January. Saddest day of the year. Documented.
What do you mean, saddest day of the year?
Like, what else could I mean by that if I said those words?
Well, you add up everybody's sadness.
Yes.
And there's more sadness today than any other day?
Much more. Here, today's the day where you realize, to keep your New Year's resolutions because you're lazy, that you're in debt, that it's freezing cold, that your throat hurts, that you have an earache.
This isn't a personal Gary Parrish report, health report. This is the people generally.
No, people, and this is the saddest day of the year for everybody. I'm just
seeing it even.
That your dog can't walk down the stairs anymore.
Because it's old?
He's just old. He just stands at the top of the stairs and barks. Like, please, come get help. And usually he'll bark, and I'll say, shut up. I'm going to take your head and ram it through the wall.
That's very endearing.
And then he'll stop, and he'll say, okay, I'm going to sleep upstairs. Or he'll just hobble, and it's like, you know, he's just really slow coming down the stairs, but it doesn't matter. You know what? As long as I don't have to get up, I'm fine with it. But then last night, it was like 2 in the morning, and it was, woof! And I'm like, come on, man. I'll ram your head into the wall, you know, because it works. It usually works. We've been doing this for years. And he got quiet for a minute. I said, all right, that's it. I fall back asleep. Woof! Come on, man. Cut it out. And he just kept on. This went on for 30 minutes until finally I got my wife to go upstairs and get him.
And you're saying this is typical. Everyone has their own tale of woe.
Yeah, these
their
are just
personal
mine.
Tale of
I'm
woe.
Sure you have yours.
Where
Wes
have,
has
where
his.
Have you, this is as this, you say documented.
Yes, and disputed by some, but not some who live in the real world.
Right. Oh, yeah, people who live in some gauzy fantasy world where everything is delivered to them.
Like, I can't imagine today's a sad day for Paris Hilton. I'm sure she's fine.
Right.
For us, really tough day. Terrible day.
No,
it's a great day?
I think it's a pretty good day.
Cold, so
when
cold
Memphis,
outside.
The Memphis Tigers are number one for the first time since 1983. That's a pretty good day. He's going to the Super Bowl a year after his brother was in the Super Bowl. That's a pretty good day. And you could just tell Powell to get on the other bus. After the game.
No, pal. Wrong bus. Get on the
wrong bus.
No, the white bus.
Right. That's a good day.
Probably fall for that.
That's a good day. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's in town. Bob Lanier's in town. I don't know. In fact, good morning on this show.
Here is a special bulletin.
On the Jeff and Gary Show, we understand what everyone needs to start the day. No, not a good breakfast. Who has time for oatmeal anyway?
People who thought that way were wrong to think that way.
With information, cold, hard information. So here are the three things, just three things, you absolutely have to know this morning. Listen up, Memphis. Without this information, your day will end in utter chaos and perhaps the destruction of the human race.
The city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportions.
Dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria.
Now, back to the Jeff and Gary Show.
Okay, one, two, three.
Hit it.
All right, number one. It is the MLK Day celebration. Over in Grizzly Land, the whole bunch of events, 12:30, You've got the high school classic with Booker T. Washington against Columbus, Mississippi. New Hope, whatever. Whatever that is. That's at 12:30 at FedEx Forum. 3 to 4, there's a symposium. Symposiums over there are always tremendous, honestly. The Martin Luther King Day symposiums. Really good stuff. If you want to take your kids, talk about what the day means, listen to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Bob Lanier, talk about the man, the legend. Do that. Game's at 4:30, and at halftime there'll be a Boys to Men tribute to great Martin Luther King Jr.
That was my my prom theme, I think. Boys to Men.
What's your prom theme?
Yeah.
That's beautiful, Kerry.
I should get in my tuck and pierce my ears and go to the Grizzlies game and slow dance with a young girl.
Number two, the Super Bowl. Super Bowl is set. New England and the New York Giants. 14-point line, evidently. Doubt already. And I think what we saw last night was a true epic, a classic, a moment. Notice what a literary guy I am. A moment frozen in time.
Frozen in time, huh?
A moment frozen in time for the Giants and for Eli Manning in particular. 1 year after his brother was there. It was 1 year ago, in fact, that Olivia Manning, his mother, said maybe next year can be Eli's turn. And at the time, as Eli was struggling the way that Eli was struggling, people sort of, yeah, right. Yeah, sure. Yeah, whatever you think, Olivia. And here we are 1 year later. Tiki Barber calls out Eli, says he's not a leader. And the best player on the field in that game, okay, it was Plaxico Burress. Mm-hmm. But the next best player on the field, Eli Manning, he is took his brother 9 years to get there, taking Eli 4.
He's more than twice as good as his brother. Which is what I've been trying to tell people for years. The whole living up to Peyton thing never made sense to me. People would always say, well, do you think he can be as good as his brother? Well, nobody's as good as his brother. His brother might be the best ever. So it's like asking, do you think he can be the best quarterback of all time? Which is a ridiculous a bar to put above somebody's head.
Right. Go out and be the best quarterback of all time or you won't live up to expectations.
Right. That's a hard thing to do. And is he still as good as Peyton? Of course not. Will he ever be? I doubt it. But he's done okay for himself, and it is a good thing to see.
The headlines, always fun in the New York Post. About Times was one of the headlines.
That poor guy.
Poor guy. He kicked the first 40-plus yard field goal in Green Bay. Road team history.
I don't know if you know, but when I was young, I was like a young Stan Stamenkovich a little bit. And so I could have theoretically been a field goal kicker. Right. I guess. I mean, I could kick. And our football team was terrible, so probably needed one. And yet, I would not do it because I couldn't deal with that.
Like that was bad.
Like, the idea that there's no... I mean, if you make the game winner, you're just supposed to make the game winner. And if you miss it, you get kicked in the head.
Oh.
It's painful to watch people go through stuff like that.
Miss from 36 and 43. One of those, obviously, there was a bad snap. But he comes off after one of the misses. And Tom Coughlin, the new, kinder, gentler Tom Coughlin, gets in his face and screaming at him. And then he makes the next one. And I think that's a lesson for all motivation. If your kid's messing up, can I? Scream at him like that! Just say you won't have it. You will not have it. He goes out, drills a 47-yarder. That took some serious guts.
Guts?
Guts!
To make one of three?
To make one from 47 to win it.
You just got to make one. You know, I don't know if it took guts. I don't know what it took. But I'm happy the guy got it through because otherwise his life would have been miserable for eternity. That's awful. Think about it. You miss that one, and then Green Bay goes down and scores. You're Bill Buckner. You're New York's Bill Buckner forever and ever.
Because you missed three.
Right. Bill Buckner didn't let three balls roll through his leg.
yeah, but the thing is, you're not Bill Buckner because that was for a World Series championship. This was for the right to go to New England where everyone expects to go to the Super Bowl where everyone expects New England to blast you.
That's fine, but still.
So you're not really Bill Buckner.
But you're kind of Bill Buckner.
Kind of. Who
wants to be Bill Buckner?
Number three, and it is amazing, the day after the Super Bowl is set, after those really two very good games, won an epic, partly because of the conditions, partly because of the way it played out. But the other one, much better than anyone expected. Patriots had their hands full with San Diego. The day after all that happened, I think the biggest story of the day, Memphis Tigers will, tell me they will, won't you? You are the national college basketball writer for CBS.com. The Memphis Tigers will ascend to number one in the polls today.
It's impossible to imagine a scenario under which that wouldn't happen. And look, I don't, you know, now the debate will start, and it'll start tonight on ESPN when they're doing their doubleheader. Is Memphis really the best team in the country? It's an impossible question to answer. There is nobody who can sit here and look you in the eyes and tell you that Memphis is clearly better than Kansas. Or that, you know, and their resumes aren't that different. I mean, Memphis is 2-0 against the top 25, 5-0 against the top 50, 7-0 against the top 100, and undefeated against the 54th ranked schedule in the country to date.
All right.
Kansas, 1-0 against the top 25.
As compared to 2-0.
As compared to 2-0.
Okay.
4-0 against the top 50.
As compared to
5-0.
Yeah.
9-0 against the top 100.
As compared to
7-0. Against the and undefeated against the 50th rated schedule.
The what?
58.
58th as compared to
54th rated schedule in the country.
Well, I think in every one of those categories, well, okay, except for the
9-0, 7-0, top 100.
Top 100. Every
but
one of those categories,
it's right there.
Memphis was better.
And for them to go out and put on the show that they did Saturday night, look, I know it was against a terrible opponent, but they did what you're supposed to do to an inferior opponent, which is destroy them. And so we can argue forever about whether they're really the best team in the country. It doesn't matter. They have the resume of a number one team, and it'll come true today, a little later this afternoon.
Well, and I heard the fans chanting it, so it's got to be true.
And the fans chanted it.
We're
no, it's a
number
good day.
One.
It's a good day.
We're number one. We're number one.
You love that chant, don't
We're
you?
We're number one. It's got a certain rhythmic quality, and yet it's also exultant. It's celebratory. It's not we're number two. It's we're number one. How do you not like we're number one?
We're number one sounds good.
You're listening to the Jeff and Gary Show on 730 ESPN.